And William Jacobson joins us now from LegalInsurrection.com, Cornell Law Professor. And when we take a look at this 1-2 punch from the New York Times, which I would argue very well delivered, almost Breitbartian in the way they delivered the story over the course of 2 days, the question remains, and a series of questions, is it illegal what Donald Trump Jr. has done? And let me try and break it down into a couple pieces. He had a meeting with Paul Manafort, the then campaign manager, with the brother-in-law, Jared Kushner, with this woman, Natalia Veselnitskaya. They thought she was a government with the Russian government, and supposedly there was some information about Hillary Clinton. To have that meeting, is that illegal?
Well, I don't think it is. I mean, it may look really bad, but not everything that looks really bad is illegal. They, if you read the emails, which were just released maybe an hour ago, so I'm doing this from memory, the emails say that there's a Russian lawyer who has official documents and information which would implicate Hillary Clinton in improper connections to Russia. So when you phrase it that way, what campaign wouldn't have to sit down with her? Now, it's entirely amateurish to have the inner circle do that meeting. If somebody called the Clinton campaign and said, we have official records and information that would prove Donald Trump has an improper relationship with Russia, of course they would want to find out about it. But what they would do is they would have a surrogate do it. They would have somebody with deniable connection do it, so that if it turned out to be nothing, then you could deny that the campaign was involved. So completely amateurish, but there's nothing illegal in it. If you read those emails, they do not say we have stolen documents. And remember, this was before, everybody acknowledges this, this was before the DNC hack was publicly acknowledged. So there was no reason for the people there to think this is stolen information, hacked information, improper information, improperly obtained information. So I don't see how, what the crime is here. And of course, she didn't even have the information, so they didn't receive any.
And that, William, I think that's the more important pressing part of the story. It is one thing about whether or not you have this meeting and whether or not this meeting is illegal. But there's a part two, which is there's nothing illegal about getting an email. There's nothing illegal about showing up. And based on every description, there was no, you know, smoking gun. There was no information about Hillary Clinton. So allow me to now take it to its next logical step. The question that's being asked of me constantly, and I have my theory, why in the world is this a story?
Well, I think it's a story because it feeds into a narrative that has been pursued for almost a year now by the media, by the Democrats, and by Republicans who don't like Trump. And that is that he was somehow corrupted by Russia. This doesn't actually show that, but it feeds into a narrative. And up until now, we have had nothing to look at. We've heard characterizations, anonymous reports, etc. Now we actually finally have a piece of paper, and it is an embarrassing piece of paper. I mean, you have to acknowledge that you know, this whole scenario of, yes, not a government official, but a lawyer who acts on behalf of the Russian government has documents incriminating a U.S. political candidate. So, yes, it looks very bad, and it feeds into the entire narrative. There's also a sentence in there that this is part of the, and I'm paraphrasing from memory, this is part of the Russian government's support for Mr. Trump.
So yeah, the line in full, this is obviously very high level, as it was sent from a friend of his, Rob Goldstone, to Donald Trump. This is very high level and sensitive information, but it's part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump, talking to William Jacobson of LegalInsurrection.com. Cornell Law Professor, one of the great pieces that you have up right now at LegalInsurrection.com is you note a story from Politico back in January of 2017 about how Ukraine tried to help Hillary Clinton, and you have a reporting Forbes 2009 piece about the days of Ted Kennedy, Senator, trying to get Russia's help, not only to basically take down President Reagan and to defeat him in 1984. Walter Mondale, I guess, was their great opportunity. Only proves how well communism works. But I think that when we look at this from you know, however you want to, really, whether you want to look at it granularly or from that big, you know, 30,000 foot level, I agree with you. And Jim Garrity at National Review, I think, did a nice write-up. Donald Trump Jr. looks the part of the fool, which begs the question, why in the world did Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner agree to this meeting?
Well, you know, as somebody who receives from time to time unsolicited news, tips, things like that, you probably receive them too. I'm always suspicious of them. Am I being set up by somebody? And if Donald Trump Jr. were more savvy in these political matters, his first instinct should have been, am I being set up here? This is very suspicious. These sort of things don't just land on your desk. So I don't know whether this was a setup or wasn't a setup, but it shows, again, the amateurishness of a campaign that's not staffed, at least at that level, by professional campaign people, because there's no way that absolutely Hillary would have accepted this information if it was about Trump. And we know that for a fact, because as you mentioned, in January of this year, Politico ran an article how Ukrainian government officials not only attempted to help Hillary's campaign, they actually did. They participated in OPL research with operatives of the Clinton campaign, with allies of the Clinton campaign, and with the Democratic National Committee. Again, Hillary must have known about it, but she and her campaign were smart enough. You do it at a distance. So this notion that this is something unusual, that a Democrat would never have taken that meeting, is just absurd. But a Democrat like Hillary Clinton would have been smart enough to distance herself personally.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And I think that this would be far more damaging to President Trump, to the administration, if Donald Trump Jr. was a part of the administration. But since he's not, and he never has been, I think they're going to be able to continue that distance. But it leads to one more question, William. Is all of this, the release of this information, how it was released in two separate days, two separate pieces by the New York Times, and I give them credit for it, is this all just a way of getting Robert Mueller, the special counsel, to investigate all of President Trump's email servers, to search for anything they can get on him, to give them an opportunity to say, we need more access, so every server, personal and professional, ever used by anybody within the family or in the organization we have access to? Is this just a prelude to pushing that conversation along?
I don't know. I have to assume Mueller probably knows about these emails, or at least U.S. intelligence services probably know about them. So I'm not sure this is anything new to them. It's new to the public. But I think that, again, this cements a narrative that has been pushed for a long time. And again, it's the first thing we can actually read and look at. And I think there is a legitimate question here, that if you take the view that the Russian government is meddling in our political process, which seems to be the case, isn't this part of it? I mean, this was, in a sense, incriminating information, ultimately not about Hillary Clinton, but about the Trump campaign. So they now hold this in their back pocket, and then it gets leaked. We don't know by whom. And now all of a sudden it's making the current administration look bad. So no matter how you slice it with what the Russians did, it's disruptive of our political process, which I think, recalling the testimony of U.S. intelligence officials, that was their goal. Their goal was primarily to disrupt the U.S. political process. And the New York Times and others are playing right along with that because it fits their domestic political narrative.
William Jacobson, LegalInsurrection.com, Cornell Law Professor. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. The latest on the weather all across the area and any new warnings and watches that we've got.